Matthew chapter 27. It says, "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split and the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, 'Truly, this was the Son of God.'" Jesus' death was unique. No other death like it. The centurion, who was expert at execution, recognized this was no ordinary death. Something was different about this death. For one, Jesus said when he was alive, "No man takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord." We don't have that power. Jesus had that power. He cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. The other gospel writers tell us he cried out, "It is finished. It's paid in full." And we're told in Matthew, the curtain, the veil, that heavy separation that isolated the Holy of Holies, the immediate presence of God, from anyone but the high priest and any time but once a year on the great day of the Day of Atonement, that veil was ripped from top to bottom. Just a random coincidence? That doesn't happen. God did that, saying, because of the death of our Lord Jesus on the cross, my only Son, his sacrifice is once and for all accepted, and I am opening the way so that you can come. Come to me, enjoy my presence, enjoy a relationship. Access to the Most High God is open to us through Jesus Christ. He opened the way. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We have bread that represents Jesus' body broken for us. We have juice that reminds us of his blood poured out to wash away our sins. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're invited to remember with us, to worship Jesus with us, to celebrate what he's done for us, that we have communion, we have access to a holy God through the blood of Jesus. We can enjoy fellowship with God. We can enjoy a relationship with him. We can enjoy his presence. Let's give him thanks. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your only Son to become a man, to die in our place, to bear the wrath of Almighty God against our sins, to pay the price in full, and to tear the way wide open so that we can enjoy your presence today. Thank you for being present with us. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us of what it is you've done for us. Thank you that we can have fellowship, sweet communion with you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, you bore our sins in your body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Thank you for what you did. We worship you. We remember in Jesus' name. His body broken for you. His blood that washes us clean.